Graham was talking, Graham Rowley came up and he was talking about the challenge of being physical and tackling technique, that type of thing, when you're also trying to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. How do you guys kind of balance that in your view, the, you know, making sure your technique is sound but still trying to stay healthy?
You just got to trust the process. I mean, we'll go hard Tuesday and Wednesday and then live in the training room, and your body will be better by Saturday. And if you're really banged up, then the trainers will be able to manage how you practice, but just trust the coaches, and they've told us that for years now. You know, trust the process, and it's worked in the past, and so nothing's really changed. Nothing's changed about the game, so just trust it.
In fall camp, you were pretty much number two on the depth chart, and now you've worked your way into a starter. Are you surprised by that, or do you figure you were going to shine once you got your chance?
It's been on my list of things to do, dream board, some may call it, things that I've wanted to accomplish in my career here. And so given the opportunity, I've just really tried to capitalize on that, and I've been blessed to be able to do that and be in positions to make plays. So I'm pleased by that.
Is this ankle wrap anything to be worried about?
No, this happened in Nebraska. My ankle's just a little bit swollen. It's more maintenance than anything else.
Do you know Nick Kurtz at all?
Yeah.
Just writing a little feature about him. How would you describe him?
I love Nick Kurtz. He's a good guy. I have a couple classes with him. He's a hard worker on and off the field. He makes sure his technique and his assignment's really correct, and he pays attention to the little things, which I really, really like and respect about him.
Looks like he's got kind of the good mental makeup or maturity to kind of handle a place that's unique to his kind of growing up.
Yeah, I mean, he's done an excellent job. A lot of the guys have, when he first came, a lot of the guys, especially Mitch Matthews, Kurt Henderson, a lot of them tried to make him feel comfortable and involved in everything, which has really helped him flourish and really come out of his shell. When he first came, he was pretty shy, but he's one of the guys now and always cracking jokes in the locker room, so I really, really like Nick.
I wanted to ask about personal responsibility. You took a little bit of it after the game there, you know, in the press conference saying, hey, I missed some stuff. Tanner did it today. He was talking, you know, and after the game, you know, hey, I missed some plays that could have won the game. Riker Matthews did it very publicly on Twitter, saying, hey, guys, this is on me. What does that say to you about a team when you got a bunch of different guys that want to take some of that personal responsibility and say, hey, I could be better, and if I had been, the team would have been better overall?
I love it. I mean, it could always go the other way where people are pointing the finger saying, this guy should have done better, we should have done this on offense or defense, and that just causes contention. And so when people are taking the blame on themselves, and not all of it, but just saying, I know I could have improved on this play or could have done my job a bit tighter or a bit better, I love it that everyone has a mindset of wanting to improve and noticing they can, instead of being the golden child and saying, I'm always right, everyone else needs to get their stuff together. So
there's been a lot of talk about the chemistry of this team with regard, is that where that comes into play, because everyone wants to be the one elevating their game for the team?
Yeah, I mean, on defense, I would never point out someone and say, he needs to do this better publicly, or, I mean, I might go up to him privately and like, hey, how can I help you with this? But I love everyone on the defense, and I would never try to put them to shame publicly or try to embarrass them. I have all their backs, and I have a really, really good connection with a lot of the guys on defense, and I would just never want to put them in that situation. It's not the person that my mom taught me how to be, or my dad, or a lot of the guys on the team. You know, everyone respects each other and knows what we're capable of doing.
After giving up nearly 300 yards on the ground, you got to believe Michigan's going to try and attack you on the ground and go after you that way. Do you guys kind of, you know, have a chip on your shoulder that sense? That hey,
yeah, yeah, we did really good against the run the first two games, and this last game it kind of ran out the gate on us, but once again, it comes down to the little things, technique, assignment, and we're going to really put a focus on it tonight in practice, and then Tuesday and Wednesday especially, and just focus on the very, very little things, and we'll be ready for them.
Have you looked much at Michigan yet?
We'll look at them tonight when
so
we meet.
You look at
yeah,
them more
we watched film on UCLA today and put that one to bed.
Had so. You see him play? Did you see him play earlier in the year at all?
Yeah, saw him play against Utah. And,
played forget, Oregon State.
Yeah, Oregon yeah. State. Okay. Big physical back. A lot of big personnel, so you know it's going to be a power team. Got to come downhill on them, so we're excited about it. I'm excited for the challenge.
What's the confidence like of the team right now after a loss? Is it the same spot as it was the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we feel like we let this game get away from us. We were in a chance to win this game, a position to win this game is what I'm trying to say. We led for, I think they said 57 minutes of the game. But then you look back on it, and we let it get away. It was the number 10 team in the nation. And so we all feel really good about it. Not that we're pleased with the loss at all, but we feel like we played really tough, and we feel like we let this one get away from us. We should have beat them.
How much is Tanner the offense? How much is that motivating you guys on defense to see them rushing the ball well, especially against UCLA and seeing Hine really attack the holes? I mean, how much? I mean, then you guys were ball hawks out there. How much does that motivate you guys when you guys go out there?
Love it. I love to see the offense do well. I love to see them control the game clock and to just sustain drives and put points on the board. I'm really good friends with Adam Heenan and his wife, and really excited to see him get a chance to shine and really take advantage of that opportunity. So really happy for him.